talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my coffin lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Cake with I Will Survive, which goes out to our the Charleston Home and Design Magazine staff putting on the Charleston Home and Design Show this weekend at the Gelliard Center, where we're coming from right now. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is going on right now, today, and tomorrow at the Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, and the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, I did mention this is a special edition of Talking About a Home as we come to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's going on right now at the Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. You have plenty of time to come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show. Today's hours are, they started at 10 a.m. and they run until 6 o'clock today. And if you can't make it until after 2 o'clock, we have admission drops from only $7 per person to $2 per person after 2 o'clock. And so that's a pretty darn good deal, $2 after 2 o'clock. And we've also got lots and lots of good things going on. I'll just go over some of the basics for you. As I mentioned, show hours today run until 6 o'clock. And then on Sunday, show hours are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And so if you can't make it today, definitely want to come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show tomorrow. It's happening at the Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston at 77 Calhoun Street. And you can, there's a connected parking garage. And they have, the Gelliard has a special parking rate of only $5 per car. There's also on-street parking, but I would recommend using the parking garage. That way you don't, you're not going to be rushing yourself or anything like that. Admission until 2 o'clock today is $7 per person, and then we reduce that to $2 per person after 2 o'clock. And that's the same on Sunday. Admission on Sunday is $7 per person. When the show opens at 11 and then at 2 o'clock, the admission drops to only $2 per person. If you want to get more information, go to charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. And I want to take a moment and thank all of our sponsors. We couldn't do the show without them. Aqua Blue Pools, Charleston Amish Furniture, Carpetbaggers Carpet One, Closets by Design, Express Sunrooms, Melser Tile, Patriot Blinds and More, Shelf Genie, and then our media partners, Y102.5, 94.3 WSC FM, ABC News 4, The Post and Courier, and of course, Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And last night we had the VIP Home Show party, and that was a great time. And our sponsors for the VIP Home Show party were Palmetto Surfacing in Cambria, as well as Advanced Window Fashions. Well, when you come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show today, you're going to have lots of great options to enjoy the show. We tell the public that at the Charleston Home and Design Show, you will be able to find inspiration, you'll find solutions, and you'll definitely find your next contractor at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And we've got over 100 A-list local contractors who've literally picked up their showrooms and brought them down to the Gilliard Center for the weekend. They're giving up their weekend to offer free expert advice to you and answer your questions, and it's your chance to get familiar with these contractors, collect business cards and brochures, and then when you get home, follow up and call these folks to improve your home. And I know that everybody, once the first of the year rolls around, everybody has a project around the house in January or in the beginning of the year. And, why not just invest a couple hours of your time by coming to the Charleston Home and Design Show? You'll find everything and everybody that you'll need to make those improvements on your home. Or if you're looking to build a new home, you'll be able to find all the great contractors for that as well. While you're here at the Charleston Home and Design Show, you definitely want to fill out a registration form for the three $2,000 home improvement prize packages that we're giving away. So on Monday, we're going to choose three local winners, and you don't have to be present to win or anything like that, but we're going to choose three different people. One local will win a $2,000 premium outdoor furniture package from Backyard Retreats. Another local will win a $2,000 expert paint package from First Class Painting and Restoration. And a third local will win a $2,000 heavy glass shower enclosure from Century Glass. We've also got a number of architects and interior designers who have volunteered their time to offer free design consultations to the public this weekend. And I would say the vast majority of folks out there have never worked with an architect or an interior designer. And so you may not appreciate what it is that they can bring to the table. And I can assure you, the end result of whatever project you have going on will be a better outcome if you have an interior designer or an architect involved. And so these architects and interior designers are volunteering their time this weekend to meet with you for about a 20 to 30 minute sit down. And you can sign up for a free design consultation when you come to the show at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Just let one of our staff know that that you're interested in a design consultation, and we'll ask you with an interior designer or architect, and you let them know, and we'll set you up. We always find a time. The architects' time slots usually sell out. Or fill up, I should say, not sell out, because they're free. But the interior designer So if you are interested in meeting with an architect, you definitely want to get down to the show as soon as possible. And we're offering them all weekend long, today and tomorrow. You can sit with a professional interior designer or an architect at the Charleston Home and Design Show and get free design advice. Each consultation lasts about 20 to 30 minutes, and you'll discover how working with an interior designer or architect can help save money on a project and guarantee the best possible outcomes. A couple things that you should bring with you if you are planning a design consultation. You want to bring any samples that you have. You want to bring any photographs of your home or other maybe photographs you've clipped from shelter magazines and things like that. You want to bring any countertop samples or cabinet samples. The more you bring, the better. You'll get more out of it. And you might think to yourself, 20 to 30 minutes, how can you get much accomplished in that short a period? You'd be surprised. These design professionals, interior designers and architects, they're used to turning out a lot in a short period of time because they're typically paid by the hour. And so they're professionals. There's not a lot of hemming and hawing. They know what they're doing, and they can definitely help you. And I want to just thank the architects and interior designers who are volunteering this weekend: Michelle Sauter with One Coast Design, Eliza Linton with Mary Eliza Interiors, Janet Clark with J. Clark Design, Heidi Huddleston with Delicious Kitchens, Lindsay Romberg with Island House Real Estate, Haley Singleton with Singleton Interiors, Cameron Schwabenton with Cameron Stewart Limited, Edie Sullivan with Sullivan's Island Designs, Mackenzie Alela and Mia Worrell with Ethan Allen, Allison Kirkpatrick with Allison K Designs, and our architects who are volunteering their time: Joellen Rogers with Red Iron Architects, and Dwayne Vernon with Dwayne Vernon Architects. Thanks so much to all of the design professionals that I just mentioned that are giving up their weekend to talk with you and really help you this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And if you're just joining us, I wanted to mention today's show hours run until 6 o'clock today. If we've got a full slate of seminars going on today and tomorrow, so there's plenty of time to get down here to take advantage of some of these seminars. Let me tell you what we've got coming up. One of the seminars has just gotten underway, and you still have time if you're on your way to the Charleston Home and Design Show. Landscape architect J.R. Kramer of Remark Landscape Architecture. He just got started presenting a seminar called Sustainable Landscape Design That Transcends Style. And he's going to be showing you three or four projects that that Remark Landscape Architecture worked on. And we're going to be talking with J.R. Kramer in just a couple of minutes. Also, our next free seminar at 2 o'clock, Home Automation, How Lighting, Security, Temperature, and Window Treatments Can All Be Seamlessly Integrated into Your Home. And that's being presented by Next Gen Automated. And then at 3 o'clock today, Mini Split Systems, What Are They and Are They For You? And that's being presented by Airmax. And if you're not familiar with mini split systems, a lot of people are taking that screen porch and enclosing it to add some square footage to their homes. And you know, it was a screen porch before, and now it's conditioned air. So how are you going to have to upgrade your HVAC system? Not necessarily. These mini split systems allow you to cool just like one room or one part of your house. They're a great option, and they don't require a lot of demolition for installing the mini split systems. That's starting at 3 o'clock, and all of these seminars are free of charge. On Sunday, we've got at 1 o'clock, we're kicking off our free seminars. This is a very special one. Most of you may be familiar with the HGTV Dream Home that they give away every year. And this year they built a house. HGTV built a house in Hilton Head, and we have made arrangements for the builder of the HGTV Dream Home 2020 to present a seminar at 1 o'clock on Sunday. His name is Chris Dalzell of Shoreline Construction. And so at 1 o'clock on Sunday, you can hear straight from him what it was like to build the HGTV Dream Home. And we're also going to be talking to him later in the show today. And HGTV is giving away a $2 million prize package, including the house and then a bunch of cash and lots of other things that they're giving away. At 2 o'clock on Sunday, we're doing presenting a free seminar, How Your Home Can Survive the Lowcountry Weather Elements Without Having to Repaint Frequently. And that's being presented by our dear, dear friends, Rick Jackson of Carolina Machine Finishing. And then wrapping up the seminars on Sunday at 3 o'clock, Charleston's Master Builders and Their Enslaved Artisans, how some of the historical homes in downtown Charleston were built. And we've invited Christina Butler. She's a professor of historic preservation at the American College of Building Arts and an expert on the historic homes that were built in downtown Charleston, and the people that helped build those homes. But let's take a break now and listen to an interview that we conducted with J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. And as I mentioned, if you're on your way down, you'll have time to sit in on this seminar that just got started at 1 o'clock today. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. How are you doing, J.R.?
Great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Good, good. So, J.R., you are a landscape architect, and we are really happy that you've agreed to put on one of the free seminars that we have at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Saturday, January 25th. Tell our listeners about what you have planned to talk about.
Yeah, well, we're really excited to be able to talk about landscape architecture and how sustainable design transcends style. Mm. And the idea is, a lot of times people get hung up on modern, traditional, contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
But what we focus on is just sustainable design, site-specific design, and how a person lives outside and how they live inside to outside, really. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We think about that, how everything transitions and merges together.
Gotcha. And what do you can you define sustainable design?
Really, for us, it encompasses a lot, because you hear this a lot, sustainable. What is that? For us, it's really, we're thinking about being good stewards of the land, good stewards of our clients' dollars, thinking about a landscape that's going to last a long time and going to be a benefit to the environment.
Gotcha, gotcha. And I would imagine part of that is placing the right plantings in the right place so that 10 years from now, something is not growing too close to your house or things like that.
It is, yeah. We think about all that. We think about how the water is coming on your site, coming off the roof. We're thinking about longevity of materials. Can materials be recycled after, say 15 years from now, you decide you want to redo this area?
Mm-hmm.
Can those materials be reused, or are they thrown away in the landfill?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So we're thinking about life cycle of design.
Right, right. So Landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture will be putting on, presenting a free seminar on Saturday, January 25th. And that seminar is at 1 o'clock at the Charleston Home and Design Show at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And it's called Sustainable Landscape Design That Transcends Style. What about that part? How will the seminar address the transcending style?
Well, what we're hoping to do is we're going to showcase three or four projects, have little mini case studies, and just show how we were really thinking about how everything fits together, and not just think, well, this is going to be a modern landscape, this is going to be traditional, but just how it all fits together in a way that's pleasing to the eye, functional, and met the budget to the client.
Mm, gotcha. And no matter what stage you are at home, if you're, you know you want to do some work in the yard, you know it needs some help. The worst thing you can do is just sort of take a stab at it every one step at a time and not really have a plan, because what you do need is a plan to begin with, and then you can kind of phase it in if you like, or do it all at once, right?
That's correct. I mean, it's so much better to have a plan. I remember seeing this cartoon years ago. It has two gentlemen, one on each side of the fence, we'll say, and one guy was sitting there making his plan, designing everything, and the other guy was just going to the store. And then 3 years later, the other guy didn't have anything to show for it. The other guy was relaxing in his backyard by his pool.
Right. That's good. That's yeah. Good. Well, if you are interested in doing some work in the outside of your home, and JR, Remark Landscape Architecture, you folks handle several disciplines when it comes to landscape architecture. Is that right? So you'd be like hardscape?
Yeah, we design everything on the outside. And really, we're designers. Like right now, we're designing a pool house. We've designed a front porch for a historic house downtown. We've designed some sheds. So, I mean, we're all about design and everything on the outside.
Gotcha. So it's not just plants. And
not just plants.
Where no. A plan to place the different plantings and a list of the plantings and what have you.
We're much more than that.
Gotcha. Well, we want everyone to come out on Saturday, January 25th, to the Charleston Home and Design Show. So you can take in a free seminar being presented by landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architects. It's entitled Sustainable Landscape Design That Transcends Style. And you're gonna have a PowerPoint and talking about four different projects, right?
Yeah, three or four. I'm finalizing the presentation. Yeah.
Good deal. Well, I appreciate you taking time out. And how can folks get more information about Remark Landscape Architects?
Yeah, they can go to our website, remarkstudiollc.com, or they can give the studio a call, 843-952-7817, or go to Instagram or LinkedIn. We're all on social media.
Excellent. Good deal. Well, we've been talking to landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architects. Thanks so much, J.R.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architects. And if you're on your way to the Charleston Home and Design Show right now, you can still catch some of landscape architect J.R. Kramer's seminar going on right now. But if you're just joining us, let me just take a moment to tell you you're listening to a very special edition of Talking About a Home as we come to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show going on right now. And show hours today run until 6 o'clock. Show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. if you can't make it today. And if you are coming this afternoon or Sunday afternoon, admission after 2 o'clock drops to only $2 per person. Before 2 o'clock, it's $7 per person. So very affordable way for you to come to one place at one time and make contact with all of the different contractors you need to turn the house you like into the home you'll love. And that is so true. This time of year, especially, everybody has a project that they're planning for the year. Why not come to the Charleston Home and Design Show this weekend, today or tomorrow, and you'll be able to make contacts with all of the different contractors. We've got over 100 A-list local contractors who are on hand here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Couple of things just to let you know. Tomorrow morning, starting at 11 a.m., if you're one of the first 200 families to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show tomorrow morning, starting at 11 a.m., you're going to walk away with a free Rewind candle. And if you're not familiar with Rewind candles, they're a local company, but they're actually a national company located here in Charleston. They sell their candles nationwide, and they take wine bottles and give them a second life by using those as the vessel for the candles. And they've really gotten a lot of national recognition, and they're very much in demand, these candles. They're about $28, the value of these candles. And if you're one of the first 200 families, Sunday morning, starting at 11, you're going to get a free Rewind candle. That's with paid $7 admission to the show while supplies last. A couple of the other housekeeping details. Parking. Everybody is wonders about parking in downtown Charleston. There's a connected garage connected to the Galliard at 32 Alexander Street, and they have a special parking rate of $5 per car. And so you can park there, or there's plenty of on-street parking. Sunday they don't charge for parking, so you can park on the street for free if you're coming tomorrow. As I mentioned, admission is only $7 until 2 o'clock today, and then after 2 o'clock, it's $2 per person. And you can get all the information you need at charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. And I just want to take a moment to thank our sponsors, Aqua Blue Pools, Charleston Amish Furniture, Carpet Baggers Carpet One, Closets by Design, Express Sunrooms, Melser Tile, Patriot Blinds and More, Shelf Genie, Y1025 FM, 94.3 WSC FM, Charleston Home and Design Magazine, ABC News 4 in the Post and Courier. And last night's VIP home show party was a blast. That was sponsored by Palmetto Surfacing and Cambria Countertops, as well as Advance Window Fashions. And, you know, you can, we have a lot of great stuff going on at the Charleston Home and Design Show today and tomorrow. You can sign up to win one of those, one of three different $2,000 home improvement prize packages that three lucky locals are going to win. And the first prize is a $2,000 premium outdoor furniture package from Backyard Retreats. The second is a $2,000 expert paint package from First Class Painting and Restoration. And the third is a $2,000 heavy glass shower enclosure from Century Glass. So three lucky locals are each going to win one of those different prizes. And we've got the free design consultations going on today and tomorrow, as well as free lectures and seminars. And now let's listen to an interview that we recorded last week with custom builder Chris Dalzell of Shoreline Construction. And he constructed this year's HGTV dream home in Hilton Head, and they're giving away that dream home. It's part of a $2 million grand prize package that HGTV is giving away in February. And Chris is going to be conducting a seminar tomorrow at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And let's listen in to an interview with Chris Dalzell. And now on the phone is custom builder Chris Dalzell with Shoreline Construction. How you doing, Chris?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Sure, sure. For our listeners, I want to let them know Chris is the builder of the HGTV Dream Home 2020, which was constructed this year in Hilton Head. And HGTV is giving away a big, big prize package worth over $2 million, including the house that Chris Dalzell of Shoreline Construction constructed. And we're very, very proud that Chris has agreed to come to Charleston to deliver a lecture on Sunday, January 26th at 1 p.m. It's a free seminar, and Chris will be talking about a number of things, including what was it like to build an HGTV dream home?
You know, it's actually a lot of fun. We took a 12-month build schedule and crammed it into 6 months, so that's always challenging. But our team is actually, this is our seventh nationally publicized home and our second HGTV home. We did the smart home in 2018 in Palmetto Bluff in Bluffton, so we kind of knew what we were getting ourselves into.
Mm-hmm. You know, this has got to be different from the way Shoreline Construction builds a normal house with clients, maybe a husband and wife. Those are your clients. Those are the people that you answer to and want to keep happy. But when it comes to an idea house like this through HGTV, you've got so many different moving parts and so many different companies and people that you've got to make happy. How do you pull that off?
Yeah, so it's actually interesting how it really happens is the connection was actually between us and HGTV, and they reached out and said, would we do another one? We said, sure, and obviously. And they actually have an owner's rep. His name is Scott Branscombe. That's the name of his company. And Scott is really who we deal with from start to finish. And then they bring in the so-called talent, which the interior designer, who is Brian Patrick Flynn, he's done an amazing job. He is very involved. And then they bring in another lady, and I don't even remember her name, honestly, but she's the one that gets the credit for actually building the house on TV. Which is kind of funny, but it's a culmination of sponsorships that causes this house to even happen. And so we're at their mercy to use their materials on their schedule in a compressed timeline.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was wondering about because, and I don't really know the ins and outs of what it's like what's involved with one of these idea houses. But I would guess that, who provided the windows, for example?
So it's kind of interesting. It's a great question. So if there is a sponsor for that task or material, then they provide it. So, for instance, Lumber Liquidators is a big – I'm not giving a shout-out to them, but they're a big supplier and a sponsor of HGTV, so they provided the floors. The windows, they didn't get a sponsorship, so we used our normal – we like the Marvin product, so we put Marvin windows in the house.
Gotcha.
So more times than not, it was really up to us to develop the specs for the home within their budget. But then if they have a source – meaning a sponsorship, then we have to switch gears and use that.
I see. So you don't have as many people that you have to, you're not running around trying to make this person happy and this company happy and times 50.
No, it's actually quite opposite of other homes. We did the Southern Living Idea Home in 2014, and they have sponsorships, but that turned into where they wanted us to go to our vendors, and they would put them in the magazine and trade for discounts, and that became a lot more difficult for us because then we're becoming a marketing tool for our subcontractors, which, as you guys know, if you know a concrete guy, I don't know if he really cares about being in the magazine.
Right.
HGTV pays us to build the home, and as long as we work, you know, obviously can get it done on their schedule, work with their suppliers, a.k.a. sponsors. And then the other piece that I didn't hit on was the camera crew is that we have to have the house to certain points at a predetermined schedule because they have film crews coming in to film it so that when you watch the show that you actually felt like it was built on that timeline.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, and that I think that's I've talked about this several times on our radio show, talking about a home, about how it's sometimes some of these DIY shows they give people the wrong idea that, you know, everything can be accomplished in 30 minutes, right?
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's I had to learn a long time ago that the builder kind of takes the back seat. The interior designer and the architect get a lot of the credit, and then obviously the TV program portrays these homes as that they're, like you said, just thrown up. But don't forget, I mean, you know, this is our community, so we still had to deliver the house at the quality that our customer's gonna require and that we deliver, because if the person that wins it doesn't take it, they're just gonna sell it, and then they're one of our customers. Either way, they're one of our customers.
Right, right. Well, good deal. Well, on Sunday, January 26th at the Charleston Home and Design Show at 1 o'clock, folks can have the chance to meet the builder, Chris Dalzell of Shoreline Construction, who constructed this year's HGTV Dream Home 2020 that was built in Hilton Head. And I think folks get a chance to register through HGTV once a day, I think it is, to win not just that house, but a prize package valued at over $2 million that I think they're going to be giving away in February. Is that correct?
Yes. I don't have the exact dates, but I'm pretty sure that it stops in February and they announce it a little few weeks after that.
Gotcha. So that's pretty nice that you can register once a day. A couple years back, my daughter registered every single day to try to win us a house. So that was kind of neat. But what are you going to be covering? What are you going to be talking about in your seminar on Sunday, January 26th?
Yeah, so we'll bring some pictures. They actually only give us a certain amount of pictures to use. So we'll have some good interior images that we'll be able to share. And I'm going to talk through the process of, because I think it's interesting, most people don't know, is I'm going to give a behind-the-scenes look of, A, how the house got to Hilton Head, a little bit about our company and how it changes from our normal, a client hiring us, how it's so different. And also just, you know, HGTV has a big name and kind of talk through how what it looks like to work for them, which is actually a lot of fun.
Right. Okay. Good deal. Well, Chris, what's your favorite part of the HGTV Dream Home 2020?
This house has to be the backyard. It's already on the marsh. It's got overhanging live oaks, Spanish moss, and it's got an unbelievable pool outdoor grilling area. So I'd have to say the outside for me on this one.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And one of the sponsors was Trimron, which is the big paver company.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wanted to showcase their product. So we had a lot of fun being able to utilize their product on that.
Right, right. Okay, that's great. And that's that is definitely a trend that has been getting more and more popular, kind of mixing the outdoors with the indoors. And we're lucky enough to live in a part of the country that we can spend a lot of time in our outdoor living space. And so that's going to be very interesting to I know when you tune into HGTV at different times, they're kind of taking you through the HGTV Dream Home, and so I can't wait to watch that. And there's a local connection because folks can come in and meet the builder and then watch HGTV and see how the home all came together and say, hey, I sat down and listened to a seminar from that guy Chris Dalzell of Shoreline Construction. Well, good deal. Well, we're really looking forward to having you at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Sunday, January 26th at 1 o'clock, and it's a free seminar where Chris Dalzell of Shoreline Construction will be talking about the HGTV Dream Home 2020 that his company Shoreline Construction built. Well, Chris, how can folks get more information about Shoreline Construction?
Yeah, our website has a lot of information and some of the images, and it's www.shorelineconstructionsc.com. shorelineconstructionsc.com. So shorelineconstructionsc.com, and there's you can reach out to us through our website, and obviously there's an immense amount of content, and hopefully you like some of the imagery.
Well, good deal. All right. Well, we have been talking with Chris Dalzell with Shoreline Construction, and come out and see his seminar on Sunday, January 26th at 1 p.m. Thanks so much, Chris.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that was custom builder Chris Dalzell with Shoreline Construction, and he's the builder of this year's HGTV Dream Home on Hilton Head, and you can listen to his seminar for free tomorrow, Sunday, starting at 1 o'clock, and then happening at 2 o'clock on Sunday. This is tomorrow. You've got a free seminar from our very dear friends at Carolina Machine Finishing, Rick Jackson, how your home can survive the low country weather elements without having to repaint frequently. That's going on tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And then on Sunday at 3 o'clock, our final free seminar of the show, Charleston's Master Builders and Their Enslaved Artisans. And Professor Christina Butler from the, she's a professor of historic preservation at the American College of Building Arts. She's going to be taking a historical look back at the construction of some of Charleston's historic homes in downtown Charleston, and talking about how they were built and the labor that was used to build some of these iconic homes in downtown Charleston that so many people flock to Charleston to see. Those are the seminars going on tomorrow. We're going to talk to Christina in just a couple of minutes. But for the seminars today, coming up at 2 o'clock, we've got a free seminar, Home Automation, How Lighting, Security, Temperature, and Window Treatments Can All Be Seamlessly Integrated into Your Home. And that's being presented by Next Gen Automated. And then later on this afternoon at 3 o'clock, we have a free seminar. Our final free seminar of today will be mini split systems. What are they, and are they for you? And that's being presented by AirMax Heating and Air Conditioning. And so, a lot of people are expanding their homes. They're putting on additions. They're enclosing their screen porches, or adding a sunroom. And that new space has got to be conditioned. And your existing heating and air system might not be able to keep up with that additional space. And the folks at AirMax are going to talk about mini split systems and how that can be a great solution if you're adding space in your home, or if you have a space that maybe needs a little boost of hot air or cold air in the summer. That's a very interesting seminar that you can listen to. We've also got our free design consultations with interior designers and architects going on today and tomorrow. If you'd like to schedule a free design consultation, come to the show and we will sign you up. The spots go fast, and but we always, our staff is really, really diligent about trying to accommodate everyone. I think it's a rare time that we have to turn someone away. I think just with the architects, it gets a little tough sometimes to schedule, because we don't have as many architects providing the free design consultations as we do the interior designers. So so if you wanted to get a free design consultation, sit down with an interior designer or architect to talk about your project, you want to make your way to the Charleston Home and Design Show today or tomorrow. And if you're planning to come tomorrow and want to schedule an appointment, call 843-577-7652. That's 843-577-7652. Couple other things. We've got our big free Rewind candle giveaway tomorrow morning starting at 11 a.m. And if you're one of the first 200 families to enter the show, you'll receive a free Rewind candle. That's a $28 value, and that's with paid $7 admission to the show while supplies last. And So all you have to do is get down to the Charleston Home and Design Show tomorrow morning, starting at 11, and you're going to walk away with a $28 candle from Rewind Candles. So special thanks to them. Show hours today run until 6 o'clock. And then show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. There's parking in the connected garage right next door to the Gilliard. They have special rate parking of $5 per car. And now we're going to listen to an interview with Christina Butler with American College of Building Arts. I promised you we would listen to that interview, and here we go. And now we're talking with Christina Butler. She is a professor at the American College of Building Arts, in addition to being an adjunct professor at the College of Charleston. How are you doing, Christina?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Tim?
Good, good. And Christina is going to be presenting a free seminar as part of the free seminars and lectures that we offer at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center downtown. And Christina is going to be presenting a seminar on Sunday, January 26th. And we reached out to Christina mostly because I'm kind of a history buff, and we live in the city of Charleston is known worldwide for its architecture. And so I reached out to Christina to talk about doing a seminar on the construction of some of the antebellum homes that you see in downtown Charleston. Christina, take a moment, tell our listeners a little bit about your background. And I didn't just pick up the phone and call you. I actually talked to Robert Baer with the Post and Courier. He passed me on to two or three people, and finally somebody directed me to you and said that you are the expert that we need to have to do this seminar.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm flattered and looking very much forward to the seminar. So a bit about my background. I'm a historic preservationist by training, but before my academic experience, I went to trade school for new construction and carpentry. Mm-hmm. As a child, I knew I wanted to work with historic buildings, and it took me a while to find preservation as an academic field, but having gone to trade school previously has really benefited me professionally, in part because American College of the Building Arts is a four-year liberal arts college, but our students specialize in historic trades like timber framing and plaster and stone carving. So I've been really fortunate to be able to use both my more theoretical preservation academic knowledge and my trade knowledge as a professor. And then besides teaching, I also have a small company doing historic property research and restoration, which is probably why somebody eventually passed you on to me, because I've been doing research for several years now, looking at the role of enslaved people in the construction of Charleston's built environment. Architectural history is fascinating, but as a practitioner, I've always been really fascinated in the who and the why and the how things were constructed. And in a place like Charleston, being located in the American South, part of the story unavoidably is the role of enslaved people in construction and project management. So I'm excited to share some of that history with the seminar participants.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I've this is one of the reasons why we reached out to you, is I've always been interested in finding out how these beautiful antebellum homes were constructed, and they've certainly been able to stand up to the test of time, and that has a lot to do with the materials that were used, but also the craftsmanship. And where did the craftsmen come from? Were some of them from Europe, as well as using the enslaved labor?
Absolutely. So one of the, I think, most fascinating things about the construction industry here in the past and in most cities is how integrated and diverse the work crews would have been. And I think you're right that our buildings have lasted the test of time, in part because of the materials, but also the quality of the craftsmen. And in Charleston, it would have absolutely been a mix of, you know, native-born white South Carolinians, free people of color who had been lucky enough to come by their freedom, enslaved artisans who were owned by master builders, and of course a contingent of Europeans, especially in the colonial period. There would have been French, English, you know, a few Germans, and then in the 19th century, a good influx of Irish builders and bricklayers as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my daughter and I took the tour that I think it was fall of last year, beyond the big house, looking at some of the outbuildings in some of the homes in downtown Charleston, and you were the organizers talked to you about that before they put that tour together, didn't they?
They did. So I was really excited by the Behind the Big House tour concept, because the big house is obviously the most architecturally impressive, but the ancillary buildings are a big part of our history. And of course, the people who maintained those beautiful houses lived in the rear buildings. So fair play to the Preservation Society and Historic Charleston Foundation for really delving into that behind-the-scenes history. So they did reach out to me when they were sort of pioneering that new set of lectures, and I came in and gave an illustrated talk for their docents, just explaining a little bit about the buildings and the people who lived in them, and, you know, how these large houses would have functioned in relation to the slave quarters and servant houses in the back. Mm-hmm. It's a dynamic, interesting story.
Mm-hmm. And I think I've either read or heard tour guides talking about sometimes you can see fingerprints in the bricks that were made here in the Charleston area as part of the bricks used to construct some of these homes. And most of those bricks were those fabricated by enslaved people?
Absolutely. So in Charleston and most of the American South, a lot of the brick would have been locally made. So in the really early colonial period, maybe fired on site. But then as Charleston started to grow as a city, it became more common to make bricks on plantations and then ship them to Charleston. So, you know, the vast majority, fair to say virtually all of the brick made on plantations was made with slave labor. Mm-hmm. And historically, those bricks would have been sort of hand-packed into forms, and so the fingerprints are tangible evidence of the people who actually made those bricks. And then after the American Civil War, and especially into the early 20th century, most buildings throughout the United States are made out of mass-produced brick, and you start to lose those kind of human stories in the materials because they're just cranked out of a factory.
I see. Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Christina Butler. She is a professor at the American College of Building Arts, and she's a historic preservation and construction expert. And Christina is going to be delivering a free lecture at the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 24th through the 26th. And Christina will be her lecture will be on Sunday, January 26th. And for more information, you can go to CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com. Is this this particular lecture, is this something that that you've presented to your students at the American College?
I have. Or I've done versions of it. So what I'll be talking with our seminar listeners, we're going to cover everything from materials to who's building to how construction management would have worked historically. We'll look at some specific buildings where we know exactly who was working on it and how and when. And so I've done versions of this lecture for various audiences over the past probably 2 or 3 years. But when I present the information to the students, I sort of give them more of a research-oriented version. So one of the courses that all of our students are required to take is a researching and documenting historic properties class. Mm-hmm. And so they have to delve into doing deed research and trying to understand how buildings were built, when they were modified. So I give them some of the same information, but we go much more in depth into what sorts of sources, documentary sources, you can use to find those details about each individual building of the city. Hmm. So they get the dry version.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And that must have been quite a challenge to do that research. Is there much documentation about the labor that was used to build these homes in the historic district of downtown Charleston?
I'd say there's more information than you might think. It's very much a case-by-case basis. Some buildings, not even just ones that were owned by extremely wealthy Charlestonians, but some buildings, because of a lawsuit or a probate situation, we know much more about. And then other buildings, oddly, there's much less of a paper trail for, but buildings are a big monetary investment, and they always have been. And so, of course, the government became interested in permitting buildings and making sure they knew what things were worth and when they were constructed. So there's actually a pretty decent paper trail of people basically asking the city for permission to build well back into the 19th century, which seems like such a modern concept, mm-hmm. but cities have always been interested in, you know, safety and who's building what.
Right. How long did it take to build some of these homes in historic downtown Charleston before, modern power tools and equipment that's used on a job site today?
So that's a great question, and it's one that I'm still trying to flesh out, but it seems that the timeline for some of these buildings was actually not that much longer than a modern time frame for a couple of reasons. Firstly, there's no systems, there's no electric, there's no plumbing, there's sort of less technological complexity to the buildings, mm-hmm. so you can sort of take out four or five steps of construction.
Oh, yeah,
that,
true.
You know, electric, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, fiber optics, modern weather stripping, just none of that existed. And I think another reason things went a little bit more quickly is project management worked a little bit differently. So today there's a general contractor who hires individual subcontractors for most phases of a project, and very little is done in-house by project management companies. Historically, there would have been a manager on site, but they were more likely to be a master tradesman, like usually a timber framer or a brick mason. And so they're on the site every day doing their trade. And so there would have been a lot less sort of modern downtime where you're waiting for an inspector to come or you're waiting for a different company to come in and pick up their role. So imagine it's sort of more of a constant bustle on a job site than you might see today.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, very good. Well, we hope everyone will come out to the free lecture that Professor Christina Butler will be delivering. She at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Sunday, January 26th, as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And you can visit charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com for more information. Thanks so much, Christina, for taking time to talk with us today, and we look forward to your lecture.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it as well.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com.
home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.